Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is How to Prepare Content Super Fast. All good writing is swimming underwater and holding your breath, said F. Scott Fitzgerald. I want to share how to quickly write content without sacrificing quality and without overtaxing your brain. Why are we talking about putting content in? Because today, your website is your marketing tool, and part of your website needs to be putting content on it. I've been using this concept for years. It's called recycling or repurposing. The idea is fairly simple. The process of taking existing content and using it in another format or fashion. A few quick examples include recording MP3s of the content from an ebook and selling it as an audio product, extracting content from an ebook to your inbox magazine articles, converting the content of an ebook into a workshop or seminar presentation. What we're doing here is we're talking about literally how you can take one product and repurpose it into multiple streams of income. I've always been a big believer in getting the most mileage from your effort. Done correctly, this can be a big asset for you, as well as a big time saver. Done incorrectly, and you become the king or queen of rehashing. There's a big, big difference between recycled content and rehashed content. That's what we'll be talking about today. Let me explain it to you by using a simple acronym. How to prepare content super fast. There are four basic ways I use the concept of recycling content in my own business, which I describe by using the acronym FAST. F, find appropriate excerpts. A, add to free materials. S, swipe other people's content. T, transcribe your rants. Let's talk about each of these four options and how they can be used to create your own content super fast. Find appropriate excerpts. Do you have existing products related to your topic? Feel free to excerpt portions of those products as essays. This is exactly what I'm doing with this essay. The actual report is in module one of Content Profit Machine and 7 pages long. I'll pull out from it for you today. Why is understanding how to use content and repurpose it? Because no matter how many speakers there are, no matter how many writers there are, there's only so much information out there, and everyone is imparting the same information. Therefore, you need to know what your niche is and how you can reach them and give them that same content in a way that they actually hear it. add to free materials. The next option that I use is add to free materials. In other words, you take existing content that you previously made available for free, and you contribute additional content to further explain and enhance it. If you've got an article or you have written a program, what you can do is when you give information free, there's always something that you're going to leave out that makes it all cohesive and makes it all work to a point where everyone is advancing and getting exactly what it is that they want. Well, if you want to sell it, what is that little thing that you can put into it that adds to it that makes it that much more valuable to the person who's reading it? Swipe other people's content. Why not ask for permission to borrow a portion of someone else's content in order to create your next article? That is, you find 3 to 5 pages of information from someone else's paid product and ask the copyright owner, aka author, if you can include it as an article for your site. Instant, high quality content. Now, that's super fast. So why would you allow this? It's simple. Free promotion for the complete product from which you've excerpted the content. And why is that? Because you know what? Everyone who has a product out there, they don't mind letting you use something as long as you give them the acknowledgement and also that you help them sell their products. Transcribe your rants. And the final method I want to share is to transcribe your rants. That is, record yourself talking about a topic related to your site and then have it transcribed into actual essays that you be distributing. Don't discount the idea. Even if you feel disorganized, talking off the cuff and like to have everything scripted in advance, you might be amazed at how much content you can create by talking. But there you have it. My formula for creating content extra fast. Try one of these techniques today and let me know how it works for you. And here's another thing to think about. Here on this show, I have been creating content in MP3 audios. There's so many ways that I can repurpose it because I can have it transcribed and written and put into an ebook on different ways to build your business. I can also take it and put it into a video and put it as a show on a talk show. I can take all of the content that's been generated over a period of time and put it into a book, a training program, anything that can help you grow and expand your commitment. So there's the 4 things on how you can create content that sells. But let's also look at some other things like content marketing and how you can expand on that, or even take some of the things that you can do. And what I want to do now is talk a little bit about how you can make content marketing simple in a step-by-step method. Okay. Content marketing has been around for longer than the internet. Why? Because content marketing is all about storytelling. And humans have told stories for as long as they could speak. Our attention will go to those who tell great stories. And for a long time, content was created as a way of passing history on from one generation to the next before people started writing it down, before you could go to history books and read all about it. Because content marketing is all about storytelling and humans have told stories for as long as they can speak, our attention will always go to those who tell great stories. When Hasbro and Marvel cooperated to launch their comic book series, G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero, in 1982, their marketing strategy was simple. They wanted to create what Kenner Toy Company's Star Wars action figures already had, a rich backstory for their action figures. Within 2 months of releasing the first comic book, about 20% of their target audience, boys between the ages of 5 and 12, had two or more G.I. Joe toys. And at that point, the comic book only had two stories. 7 years later, the series was one of Marvel's strongest titles, and two out of three boys in the same age category owned at least one G.I. Joe action figure. How's that for using content to market the product? A lot has changed since then, and what worked back in the 80s won't necessarily work today. However, with new marketing channels like social media popping up almost daily, opportunity is knocking. So let's take a look at what content marketing means now in my content marketing guide. And so feel free to skip ahead to the topics. And what we're going to do is, this is the definition that we're using for content marketing, a strategic marketing approach focused on creating and distributing valuable, relevant, and consistent content to attract and retain a clearly defined audience and ultimately to drive profitable customer action. The definition is solid, in my opinion, but it could use some clarity. It means that content marketing is a long-term strategy that focuses on building a strong relationship with your target audience by giving them high-quality content that is very relevant to them on a consistent basis. Eventually, when customers make a purchase decision, their loyalty already lies with you. They will purchase your product and prefer it over the competition's options. In contrast, one-off advertising content marketing shows that you actually care about your customers. Today, more than ever, before people want to feel like you care about them, the world is louder and noisier than ever before. And attention to our valuable resource. Keep that in mind as we take a look at some of the different types of content marketing. When Joe Polizzi founded Content Marketing Institute in 2010, I don't think he knew exactly how spot on he would be, let alone how successful CMI would become. In 2017, They were one of the top resources when it came to content marketing statistics, and they created a great video overview of the evolution of content marketing. Okay, so we're talking about how you can change and master using content marketing. There's still plenty to learn from those first offline content marketing activities that predate the internet, social media, and the like. However, any successful content marketing campaign today can hardly ignore the online part, because storytelling has changed over the years. The attention of people stretches to more places than a few years ago, and marketers have to make sure that they tell stories in the year we actually live in. Well, now that you have a good idea of what content marketing stands for, and you might wonder, how can I succeed at content marketing myself? I'm glad you asked. There are three major categories where you can put content marketing efforts these days: online, offline, and hybrids. The best way to learn how to be a great content marketer is by example. That's why I'll show you 15 great examples of content marketing in all categories. Then you can model them, tweak them, and apply them to your own business. First, though, I'm going to show you how you can create a content marketing strategy. Then you can use the examples at the end for inspiration. Okay. The strategy that you can look at is tons of different content marketing strategies exist today. In the beginning of content marketing world, that wasn't the case. At one time, marketers had few options. They essentially only had bandit signs, magazines, and newspaper ads. Even in those days, however, they had a variety of distinct custom choices. They could play with the words in the advertisements, the picture they show, the placement of it, and the CTA. In other words, although there were few content marketing methods, the options were still marketable vast. Today, more content marketing mediums and methods exist than ever before in the history of the world. That means that the number of strategies is even greater. One online publication suggests using the 3D content model. For instance, basically, it's the three individual steps. Map the content to the pain point, then use the right type of content for the problem. Finally, map the content to the buying cycle of the people who have that problem. This strategy is a way to move the focus away from the marketer and to the person that the marketer is trying to reach. That, after all, is an incredibly important step to take in your content marketing strategy. If your content doesn't cater to the right people with the right problem that your product solves, then your content marketing efforts are all for naught. Of course, you'll probably want to adapt this to fit your own audience and marketing theories. Whatever the case, though, you should always start with your audience. You must create content for that audience. Then, and only then, will the right people pay attention to you. According to the source itself, Content Marketing Institute, here are the tips that you should follow when creating content marketing strategy. So, as you can see, some of the things that you want to look at when you are looking at content marketing is how to repurpose it, how to find things that you can utilize and use that can help you expand what you truly want to do. Now, what I want to talk is a little bit about the history of content marketing. How old would you guess that content marketing is? When someone first asked me that question a few years ago, I thought it had been around for maybe 50, 70, or perhaps even 90 years. I was wrong. I was very wrong. The year is 1732, and the man by the name of Benjamin Franklin just published the first version of his annual Poor Richard's Almanac. Why did he do it? Did he do it for fun because he liked writing or expressing his ideas? Nope, that wasn't it at all. He did it because he wanted to advertise the new printing business that he had created. He figured the best way to do this was to point his own almanac and potentially encourage others to point there too. According to Content Marketing Institute's timeline, this is the very first occurrence of true content marketing. So as you can see, anyone who has published a book, whether it be a biography, a fiction, a nonfiction, they are producing content. That was almost 300 years ago. I'm willing to bet you didn't think that content marketing started with Benjamin Franklin in the 1700s. It's possible that you're more insightful than I was a few years back, and you guessed it from the gate. Most of you thought probably did, and that's because content marketing feels like a modern development. But while the term is fairly new, the practice isn't. For years, businesses and individuals alike have tried to attract attention by creating content or free content. So remember, when we've been talking about content marketing, we have been talking about producing a product. And mostly when we think of content marketing, we're thinking of the content on the website. But we're forgetting that everyone who has published a book has put out content. Everyone that's published a TV show, whether it's for entertainment or whether it's a talk show, they are producing content. Everything that we do today has been built on what we have done in the past. The only difference is that how we look at it, how we talk about it, how we think about it is what has changed. Because mostly when people are talking about content marketing, they're talking about something that they're doing today. As you can see, even magazines have produced content. Now, you might be able to argue that John Deere did this out of kindness of their heart. Perhaps they probably wanted to help people and didn't realize the effect that the publication would have on the business revenue. More than likely, though, that wasn't the case. So what we're talking about here is advertising. John Deere published advertising. Every time you get those flyers in the newspaper, every time you look at a newspaper, you are getting content. Jell-O was another company that recognized that early on in their marketing journey, content marketing efforts have been around here and there over the last few hundred years. Of course, content marketing has now fully found its footing, and it's taking the internet by storm. Even though the methods of content marketing have changed over the years, the formula for great content has stayed largely the same. It's the same formula for getting people to buy your products. Push on the person's pain point. Agitate the pain. Solve the problem. So when you are looking to publish content, you are looking for options. Remember, storytelling is the main thing that you want to use to show how you can help someone be successful and grow their business from where it is today, from where it is in the future. Also, how to help someone live the best quality of life possible within their limits. And I'm going to tell you a little story that kind of reflects on content, because when we're looking at creating options and creating things that you can use to help your business, what are you doing that's going to help you? And as a young child, because I grew up with a disability where I had limited use of my right side, because when I walk, I don't go heel toe. As a child, I had to wear a brace, and it was the old iron heavy braces that they put on children for polio or for whatever. And those diseases have been eliminated, and even cerebral palsy you don't find as many children being born with cerebral palsy as what you found in the past. Well, when I reached my full height, I was able to go through surgery to release some of the tendons. And after a year and a half, the doctor told me I didn't have to wear it, just sleep in it. Well, when you're a child being teased because you're different, because you had the opportunity to get an education before people with disabilities had an option to get an education, you were teased, you didn't want to wear it anymore. And it took 50 years, and it took advancements, but I finally had to decide, now that I'm older, now that I live alone, now that I trip over my own 2 feet and and I'm getting much older, do I want to continue to fall, or do I put it back on and walk and not have to worry about falling? Well, I went on and decided to go on and put it back on. Well, that meant that what did that have to do? That improved my ability to get around with the least amount of fear of falling. But that's a story that can be told that creates content. And I would like to remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And we can sit down with you and we can help you put together how to write good content for your website to build your business.